Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Fast and Loose ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
I think I'm much more happy when I'm P8 in quali than when Toto, when he was winning a race last year. I have to be honest that during the season, and my wife would kill me if I said something different, I'm not able to switch off.
From Wondery, I'm Will Arnett, and this is Fast and Loose F1.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Hello, and welcome to a bonus episode of Fast and Loose F1. On today's show, we are giving you a glimpse into what life is like for the principal of a Formula One team. Our producer, Sammy James, sat down with team principal of Alfa Romeo, Frederick Vasseur, to discuss what is the day-to-day job of an F1 principal, how the ups and downs of the sport affect him personally, and how he deals with the disparity between the teams.
We want to do a day in the life of Frederick, if that's okay. We want to scratch beneath the skin of what it's like to be a team principal of a Formula One outfit. So, Frederick, there's a few days until the race. How is a day-to-day operation for you? Is it working closely with the drivers? Are you much more speaking to the mechanics, or are you just answering emails?
My job is a good combination of everything, but Monza is probably one of the most difficult weekend for the team. I don't want to speak about the sporting side, but for the guest, and so it's a home race, the home race of our main sponsor also. It means that the combination, into the preparation of the weekend, it's a good combination of everything. I need to have a look, and I want to have a look because it's my favorite part of the job. I want to keep a link with the team, the engineers, into the preparation about the strategy for the weekend and the technical choice. That it means that I'm spending part of my day with them. And then we have also the from far the most busy weekend of the season in front of us, and we have to prepare everything for the guest and to have a good plan on this. That it means that it's a good combination of everything. If I have 5 minutes, I will keep a slot for the email, as you said before. But at the end of the day, it's a very good combination of marketing, media, and I'm trying to keep some slots for technical matters.
Yeah, I'm sure. And you're a man that's obviously grown up in the world of motorsport, and you know a lot of the drivers on the grid. Talk us through race day, though. That's, I imagine, when the focus gets much more on the racing than all of the other things going on. So what is your role on race day? Do you have a pre-match team talk with the drivers, or is everything quite rigid and organized?
Again, the panel is very large, because that you have for sure you have the preparation of the race itself. That it means that it's meetings with the engineer about the technical choice again or about the strategy. And so you have sometimes the one-to-one discussion with the drivers in depending of their mood, the position on the grid and so, and how they have to approach the race. And this is one of the good thing of our business, because it's already a personal link and personal discussion, and I like this one. And then on Sunday, for sure, you have a lot of guests, and we have to do the job on the marketing side also. But I would say that it's not painful at all, that the guests, they are all in love with our business. They are all very open to questions and so. And I think at the end of the day, it's also a pleasant part of my job, but even if I keep in mind that I'm there for racing.
And then whilst the race is on itself, you'll be in the pit lane watching on those screens. What exactly is your job though as the principal? Obviously the race engineer will be the one speaking to the drivers. Are you just making sure that everyone's doing their job, or are you fully just watching the race and giving instructions?
At the end of the day, as you said, that the only one person for me has to speak to the drivers is the race engineer, to avoid to confuse the driver during the race, and this is much better. Now on the pit wall, that my job is perhaps to give to the engineer sometimes my feeling and my experience of the race, but it's the advantage to be the oldest one. And I think the most important also is to back their decision and to give them the feedback that the team is behind them when they have to act or to take a decision. You know, that not to leave them alone on the pit wall and to say, okay, that I have to take this decision or this decision. My job is more to discuss with them before, to help them to take a decision, and then to be behind them.
Is it a tense environment, or is it all quite professional?
No, it's I don't know if it's the advantage or the disadvantage of our job, but at the end of the day, we know perfectly that we will do 24 weekends, 3 or 4 days weekend, with a full pressure from the morning to the evening. We have a results every single Sunday. You have the result of the quali. It means that it's a bit different compared to the other business, because you have a pitcher 48 times during the season, or a bit more if you consider also the free practice. It means that we have to be ready to manage this kind of up and down during the season, because you will have tons. Even if you are winning the championship, you will have tough session. And part of our job is also to stay calm, not to be too optimistic when it's going well, and not to be pessimistic when it's tough. And we have to do the balance very often, and it's probably the most difficult part of my task, is that at the end of the day, I have to not to do the opposite, because it's not true, but to calm them down when they are too optimistic, and to push them and to back them when it's tough.
Obviously, we know that it's been a tough couple of months for you guys. Does the frustration, does the disappointment come home with you? Or when you come back from the racetrack, are you able to put it to one side?
No, it's absolutely true that the life of the team, and I'm not speaking about the race team, it means that all the employees, even the employees staying at home, it's that on Monday morning, they are completely dependent of the results of the Sunday. The mood is completely dependent of the results of the Sunday. You got points, you have a good result, everybody will enjoy, will be dynamic, positive. And the opposite, when you had a tough weekend with the DNF, everybody is completely down, and you have to remotivate everybody. That this is part of the job, because and I would say that hopefully, because it means that all the team members, they are fully committed and fully part of the job. But it's true that it's sometimes it's a bit difficult, because it's really up and down.
But for you, when you not just the team, but for yourself at home, you're with your family, whichever it is that a time where you're able to switch off from the racing, or is it always back of your mind, especially during the season? I guess that's maybe why it's good that you have the summer breaks and the winter breaks, but.
I have to be honest that during the season, and my wife would kill me if I say something different, I'm not able to switch off. Even when we don't have races during one weekend or one weekend off, and so that I'm still focused on this. it's a bit different during the summer break that sometimes I'm able to switch off one or 2 days completely, and it's good. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm not taking it as a job. That it's my passion. I started 32 years ago. I know that I'm not able to do something else also, and that it means that I'm fully in love with this. I'm fully in love with racing, and I don't want to switch off.
Okay, that's fair enough. Now, you've got, obviously, two drivers in Formula One. They've both got individual personal ambitions, but they also have to represent the team and work for the team. What's the relationship between Valtteri and Zhou like? Is it hard to manage two people who are both teammates, but at the end of the day, want to finish as high up the grid as they can for themselves?
I think we are, at the end of the day, we are very lucky on this, because they are, it's a very good combination. It's a good lineup. Valtteri is experienced. He won some title in F1 with Mercedes in the past. Joe is a complete rookie into the series. They know perfectly that the global performance of the team will come from their collaboration. Valtteri is completely open to help Joe, and Joe is like a sponge. He's able to take everything from Valtteri. It's part of the good result that we had so far, that they are working very well together. They are both very team-oriented. They are able to put the interest of the team on the table first. And this couple of times into the season that, for example, that when Valtteri gave up in Q1 in Spa just to help Joe to go in Q2, was a tough decision, but it was more than okay. And it was the same in previous races with Joe, when we had to switch position on track, and so it was completely coming from their side, and they are fully convinced that the interest of the team has to come first, and this is part of the good results also that we have today.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Do you think Valtteri's been given a new lease of life since joining Alfa Romeo? I think we all knew that things were tough for him at Mercedes. Yes, he was in a faster car, but he was the second driver in the team. Do you think that he is re-energized by the fact that he's joined Alfa Romeo and he's the number one driver?
It was part of the discussion that we had last year, that I know perfectly that the Mercedes was the best car on the grid last year, or one of the best car on the grid last year, and it would be tough for us to give him the same tool. But at the end of the day, the project was also to give him much more responsibility into the team. I don't know if he's number one or so, but I would say that he's the leader of the team. He's the leader of the race team, but also he has to play a role and a job at the factory to motivate everybody, to come to meet them, to push them to do a better job. And he was completely keen to do this new job, I would say, that because when you are the teammate of Lewis, but I think it's true also for Max, or you are in the shadow of the other one, that because they are so charismatic and so successful, that it can't be differently. That it means that for a sportsman, it's very difficult to be in the shadow of someone, mainly when it's your teammate.
Yeah.
And I think that it was part of the project with Valtteri to give him more space, more exposure, more responsibilities also. Right? It's not just an easy life.
Yeah.
And I think it was at the stage of his career that he has to do this move. And I'm pleased that we did it with success this season, because that it was part of our discussion and our personal project on this.
And how far do you think Joe can go in the sport? I love how positive he always is on the team radio, particularly after the Dutch Grand Prix, and he thanks his team, and not every driver does that. He really seems to be someone that's fully bedded in. And how far do you think he can go?
Nobody knows. First, that I think I was convinced that Joe was the good choice, but I think he surprised also everybody, including me.
Okay.
He's doing much better than everybody expected. And each day is, I think, getting better. He's improving during the season. And as you said, that I think one of the characteristics is that he's very, very team-oriented, very focused on the others, very focused on the teammate, to be supportive with the mechanics, with the employees at the factory. And he's convinced, perhaps it's cultural, but he's convinced that the success will come from the group. And this is key for me into the development of the company.
And what are your personal ambitions? Everyone knows the discrepancy between teams in Formula One. It must make it sometimes hard when you realize the difficulties that you face, the vast wealth gaps between the successful teams and the teams further down the grid. So what are your aims going beyond this season and with the team?
The philosophy for me is to push everybody to do a better job today than yesterday. It means that we have to continue to improve. We have I think the challenge, it was a tough one, that we are from far the smallest team. We are something like 300 employees less than Williams or Renault, or perhaps more than this with McLaren and so. And we are able to fight with them. That it means that we need to have over-motivated people at the factory or on track. We need to do probably better than what we did in the past, and to be able to change our approach each day. But this kind of motivation is mega. Then in terms of personal approach, that it's the success is coming from if you are able to reach your target. I think I'm much more happy when I'm doing a P8 in quali than when Toto, when he was winning a race last year. You know, that because that the challenge are different.
Yes.
And the success of the team, if we are able to finish P6, it will be a mega huge success.
And do you always see your career staying in Formula One? Obviously, you've done so much motorsports throughout your career. Is F1 the be-all and end-all, or is there other motorsport ambitions?
I'm on the pit wall for now 32 years. But I was not always focused on the F1, because that I think I'm more in love with racing than with F1.
Okay.
But then when you play tennis, you want to play to Wimbledon, and that at one stage you want to come in F1 because you have the best engineers, the best drivers, the best PR, the best... and at the end of the day, that you want to work in this kind of environment, that it's very important for even for yourself to show to yourself first that you are able to do it. But then I don't know that, you know, that also one of the characteristics of this business is that I'm not sure that it makes sense to have plans for the next 10 years.
Yeah, sure. And just generally, Formula One is appealing to so many new fans now. It's reaching far and wide. Team principals are probably more well known than ever, thanks to things like Drive to Survive. Are you comfortable with that side of it? With you know, some team principals are almost as famous as their drivers now, and I'm not sure that ever quite used to be the case. Is it part of the change that you relish, or do you reminisce for the good old days?
No, I think that the most important for me is to keep my family aware of this.
Yeah,
it's my job, it's my business. That I'm more than pleased that the we have new fan on board, and so that it's true that Netflix is part of the of this. But at the end of the day, that they have access to myself, we can do interview outside of the pit wall, or you can speak about something else. But you, I don't want to give access to someone, to my family, or to my house. This is a complete separate world. That it's true that the approach of the fan is a bit different. Now Gunther is a mega big star, but I think it's good for the sport. It's good for the show. It's now you have to put the world somewhere, and the world is the limit of my family.
And finally, what is your biggest ambition for Alfa Romeo for the rest of the season? Where is it, a certain place in the Constructors' Championship, or is it just to be competitive, get some points on the board, and, and turn around the
We had a very good start of the season. We were able to fight with McLaren and Alpine, and at one stage that we lost a little bit the pass of the season for different reasons. So the one of the reasons was that for budget reasons, we didn't develop the car enough. That this is clear. And the second one is that we had far too many issues in terms of reliability. I hope that now on the second part we are on it, and we won't have any other issue until the end, and that we have two or three good development into the pipe. And I hope that we'll be able to come back on the fight with not for the championship, but race by race with McLaren and Alpine. If we finish P6, I think it's a good achievement for the company and for the team.
Frederick, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the show today. In a week's time, we will have another bonus episode for you previewing the upcoming Singapore Grand Prix. Listen to Fast and Loose F1 on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also listen ad-free by subscribing to Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app. And if you want to chat with me on the show, download AMP from the App Store and follow at AMP Presents F1 to listen in as we go live on race days immediately following the checkered flag. That's at AMP Presents F1. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Fast and Loose ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.